Learning Misach the Siyum and Afsam Achalna from an Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Seir, Sheshachte Kaidema and Damish Shapar Le Asa Vele Klum. The Seder is, Shech Le Par, then you do the Chafina, and the Akhtaris Akhtaris, and then after you finish the Akhtaris, you bring the Kaf and the Machtel of Nail of Nim, you do the Akhtaris Akhtaris, you go back to the Dam HaPar, and do the Matanis of the Par of Nail of Nim, then you Shech the Sar, and bring the Dam of the Sar to do the Matanis of Nail of Nim. And the Gemara is saying that if you shechted the Sar before you finish the Matan Damish Sopar, it's not Yetzah. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel is garrison in the Gemara the same thing that we have in the Gemara of Reb Chanina that said, Tayri Shechaf Nekadim Shutasa Shepar Lasav Leiklum. The Gemara that said, Command Alek Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Kiksi Vichuka Bidvarim Asuim Bidalavim Bibifnim. That this din, that you do the chafina sectaris before the shkita separis asav leklum, doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that chukah is only for things that are done lifnim, which means lifnai lifnim, and chafina sectaris and shkita separ are not things that are done lifnim. And the Gemara says no, afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda, tzarek pnim kipnim dami. So the chafina sectaris and the shkita separ are also called lifnim because it's tzarek pnim. So Rabbeinu Chananel is gairus the same thing in Agamara. Command alek Rabbi Yehuda. Because the seir sheshach the kaidem at damish shapar lasav leklum, the shkita sasay is not an avayd of lefnim. Afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda tzarech pnim kepnim dami. Now the Rambam also, we don't know his girsa, but he says it also. Presumably would have the Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. The Rambam in Hilchos Avedis Yom Kippurim Perkei Alocha Beis, the chain seir sheshach the kaidem at damish shapar lasav leklum afa pish shkita bazar hari dami nichnis lefnim. So you see clearly that he's bothered. He obviously is passing like Rabbi Yehuda that the shechita v'azar is not a problem, and he's saying tzarek pnim kiptim dami on the halacha of sir sheshach dekay deman jamu shalpar le'osuklum. He's saying the din of tzarek pnim kiptim dami. Seemingly he had that gerus in the Gemara. So we discussed this a little bit in the previous year and a little bit on Daf Mem that there's a shaila in the Rishayim in the Maskanis HaGemara and Daf Mem. When we say that the only thing that the Seder is ma'akev is things that are done lefnim, does it mean when you mix up the Seder of two things that were done lefnim, or as long as one of them was done lefnim, the Seder would be ma'akev? From Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, it's clear that you need both to be done lefnim. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Zgirsa, the Gemara is clear that way. Because the Matan Damen Shalpar was done lefnim. Just the Shechita Sasar wasn't done lefnim. So why do you have to say Shkita Sar is Tzarech Pnimu? Why do you say because the Matan Damish Shalpar is Pnim? Teretz is, you need both of them to be Pnim. I mean, we spoke about this, we brought down the Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi Al Rambam on Daf Mem. That the question was, how it stimmed with the Gemara over there, and the Reb Chaim answered that the Avodah Sehechel is also called a Pnim. But he says that depends where it's done in the Hechel. If it's done inside, right, on the inside of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, like the Avedis of the Pareches, that's called Avedis Pnim. Mazayis on the Mizbeach Pnimi, which is done from the outside of Mizbeach Pnimi, that's called Avedis Chutz. We already spoke about it there. And that explained the Gemara over there, why there was a problem if you were Makdim, the Matan Dami shall par by the Hechel, before the Matan Dami shall soir, Lefnai Lefnim, even though the Hechel is called Chutz, Teretz Hechel is also called Pnim. Now, the kasha I want to tell Zich now is Rabbi Kivegis kasha, who also was aiming on this, that the Rambam holds that both of them have to be Avedis Pnim. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Avedis Singapur in Perikei Halacha Gimel says the following. Ayil, v'sirim musafim, sha'asa isim kaitif Avedis Hayam le'asa klum. We have the, after he finishes the Avedah of Lefnayel Lefnim, so then, he comes out, puts on the big day Zahav, and does the Ayil and the Eila Am, his Ayil Eila, the Am's Ayil Eila, he also does the Sir Musafim, the Sir Chatas. If he does all that Kainim Aveda Sayyim, he's not Yetzer. And the Kasabisha says, why? Because it says, Kol Ma'is Yom Kippur, Mikta Ma'is Lechavei, La'as Aklum. So, Fetir B'Kivega, the Ayil and the Sir Musafim are on Aveda Schutz. If Hayes the Rambam holds that in order for it to be considered a chesaron of chukah, the chukah is ma'akev because of a chesaron seder, both avodas have to be avodas pnim, the ayil and the seir musafim are avodas chutz. So even though he did them before in avodas pnim, but since they're in avodas chutz, he should be yetzer. And he vibes at Tzarech in Gadol, and he says, later was printed the Sefer Das Kedoshim. It's from the Baal Mechaber Sefer V'Shav HaKayin from Hamburg. I think it was a Befal HaKayin from Hamburg. And he also asked that Kasha. He's got a Marech to say a Teretz. But in the Chedushim Ma'an Rizal Levi al Rambam, he says a Teretz from Reb Chaim on this Kasha. And he says like this. He says that this din that the ayil and the sim was safim sha'asa isim kanevis ha'masa klum is not because of chukah. Chukah is only on big day love and bifnim, and only if both of it is a big love and bifnim. And ayil and sim was safim a big day zav v'chutz. It's not because of chukah. He asks his kasha in the kasha mishnah. How can you say it's because of chukah? The ayil and the sim was safim on asa big day zav v'chutz. But it's a different thing. It's because it's mechusar zman. This is man to the carbon. The ayil and the sim usafim, their zman is after Avodas Yom Kippur. And he says the Makar is a Gemara coming up very soon. The Gemara is on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara is mavur that if you shech the sir and asa b'chutz before Avodas Yom, which is what the Rambam is discussing, the Rambam says two karbanos, the sir and asa b'chutz. Sir and asa b'chutz is the sir musaf that you have. That's in Parshas Pinchas. It's not in Parshas Achareimus at all. In Parshas Pinchas, you have another sar. So besides this seer Hanasa Bifnim, which is part of the Shnei Seirim, that Lashem and Lazazel, the one Lashem, you also bring another seer Musaf afterwards called the seer Hanasa Bechutz. And the Gemara has a drasha that the seer Hanasa Bechutz has to be done afterwards because it says Mulvad, when it says a series of Echel Nechatas, Mulvad Chatas Akiburim Ba'el Satamit. Milvad Chatas Kippur means it has to be after the Chatas Kippur. So the Gemara says though, if you shechta the sin asa b'chutz before the Avodas Hayayim, yichayev of shkutei chutz. So Gemara is a kash, it's not royal lifnim. You can't bring it as a carbon yet. Because you didn't do the Avodas Hayayim, it's chasra Avodas Hayayim. So the Gemara says, ein mechus zman l'bay b'yay. It's not called mechus zman because it'll be roy that day. So Zakhtar B'chaim, the Rambam holds that ein mechus zman l'bay b'yayim is not a reason why the carbon's kasher. It's just a reason why it's not called ein royal lefnim. It's called royal lefnim legami lechiyav shkutei chutz. Chaim brings like a machlokes Rambam and Tosfos to understand the concept of ein mechus zman l'bay b'yayim. Tosfos holds it's b'chol nakol mechus zman, and the Rambam holds it is. It's just legami. You want to say that it's not royal lefnim. It is royal. Since it's going to be royal today, it's called royal lefnim. It's a local svara legami the din of shkutei chutz. To be chayav in shkutei chutz, you need royal lefnim. If it's going to be roy today, it's not called mechus zman in mechus zman lebei b'yayim. But benigeya being that it could be a carbon, it can't be a carbon. It's mechus zman. That was what the Gemara says. It's chaser. It's missing the avodas hayayim. So it's missing zman. It's a mechus zman. So it's not a problem of a chaser and seder. It's a problem of mechus zman. So the Minchas Zavron, he brings this and he says lechayr it's muchik that way because when the Rambam says ayel v'sim usafim she'as leisim kaidim avodas hayayim. L'chayre, that means before you finish the Avodas Yom, right? Not before you started the Avodas Yom. L'chayre means before you finish the Avodas Yom. So let's say you already did the Avodas Pnim, but you didn't do the Avodas Chutz yet. You didn't yet do the Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is an Avodas Chutz. Even then, it's Le'asuklum. Why would that be? Even if you don't ask this question that you need both of them to be Avodas Pnim, neither of them is Avodas Pnim. Elamayin Tanayadin. It's a din called Mechusizmat. But the problem is, the Brisker Rav doesn't explain this. Why don't you say, by every time you do an Avodas Chutz, out of order, that the one, when you amak them, the Me'ucher, the later one is Mechus Zman. Why do we say that the Seid is not Ma'akiv in Big Day, if it's Big Day Lavan B'chutz, or Koshkan Big Day Zav B'chutz, because Chuk is only going in Big Day Lavan B'fnim, typically that's Mechus Zman. How come just by the ayil and the sim musafin you have a chesaron of mechus zman? So Rabbi Zalman, he says this bekitzur the Minchas Avraham is ma'arech a little bit more. He says to be mechus zman it has to be a different type of a carbon. You have the avodas yom kippur. The zman of avodas yom kippur is now. As soon as you finish the tamid, I mean, they did the Neiris and the Kteiris. It's now the time for Avedis Yom Kippurim. So that's called the Zman of all the Avedis Yom Kippurim. Now, there's a saint in Avedis Yom Kippurim, but it's not called Mechus Zman, because you already have the Zman of these Sugei Karbanis. So all these Avedis that you're doing as part of Avedis Yom Kippurim, the Kteiris, the Par, the Sar, the Zvikas, Lefnai Lefnim of the Par, the Zvikas, the Hechel of the Par, and of the Sar, none of them are Mechus Zman. They're all considered the Zman, because you're already starting the Avedis Yom Kippur. But what's Mechus Zman? The Parshas Pinchas Karbanis, the Ayil, and the Siram Musafim, that's called Mechus Zman. Because those Suge Karbanis, their Zman is after you finish the Suge Karbanis of Avedis Yom Kippur. That's the Pshat. As I said to Mrs. Zalman already, Evan Ozel. The Mechus Ram is Meisif that we had mentioned before, that the Ayil HaMusafim that the Rambam mentions is really mentioned in both parashas, because it says that Aaron brings a par b'makal lechatas of Ayil Echad la'ila, u'meis adas b'nei shol akach shnei siris lechatas of Ayil Echad la'ila. So you have Eloi and Eloam. So the Ayil, this Ayil that he brings from das b'nei Yisrael, the Eloam, that's the same Ayil as in parashas Pinchas. So parashas Pinchas says he bring a par, an Ayil, one par, one aisle, seven kvasim. That aisle in Parshas Pinchas is the same aisle as in Parshas Achrayim. The Gemara says that. So, in fact, the Mechus of Ram, Sekundes is not Mechus Zman, because it also has a din of Avedis Yom Kippurim. But he says, you have to say like this. Since Lemaisa, the two dinim, and one of the dinim of this aisle is to be Yetzir Parshas Pinchas, to be Yetzir the Musafi Hayayim, and for the Musafi Hayayim, that's a different Suga Veda. So, for that, it's Mechus Zman. So even though B'negeya, the din of Avedis Yom Kippur, it is Zman, but the Ayil is Pasul because it's Mechus Zman of one of its dinim of the din of Parshas Pinchas. That's what he says. That's what Daf Menzagin. But he says it's Meduik very good. Why did the Rambam only say the Seer and the Ayil Musafin? I mean, the Par and the Shiva Kvasim could be the Rambam always like the Tana that you bring it earlier. We'll get to that. But why only the Seer and the Isle of Masaf? And why not Eilu Shalar? And the Isle of the Kayin Gadol, the Eloi ve'Elam, also has to be done afterwards. So why don't you have by there that it's possible? The Torah says, that's kosher. That's already, Avodah Shem Kum Adom Big Dezav B'chutz. The Isle Shalar, the Isle of the Kayin Gadol himself. And there it doesn't have any other din. It's not a Musaf. It's just Avodah Shem Kippur. Anything that's Avodah Shem Kippur is not called Mechus Zman. And now let's go back to the Gemara brings a brisa, the chibur is mikdash hakodesh, zel lefnai ulefnim. Oil moyed is a hechel, mizbeach kamesh moy, yechaper elu azoris. It's a pasuk in Acharemis, the chibur is mikdash hakodesh, zel moyed is a mizbeach, v'yal akoyinim al kol amar kol yechaper, and the Gemara dashens the whole pasuk. Then as a shayla, mechoykis v'shaynim, what exactly is he referring to? What does it mean? The chibur is mikdash hakodesh is lefnai lefnim, and oil moed is the hechel, and mizbeach kamesh moed, and the chaper is the azoris. Rashi says the Brice is discussing which averitz mechaper. The par and sor of Yom Kippurim, as is elaborated in Masech Teshuvos in the first parak, is mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kachav, and somebody who b'shegig was ate kachim who went into the base of mikdash b'tumah. And it said, if it's yesh b'yidiyah b'seif, yesh b'yidiyah b'chilam, then he has to bring, his own chatas, a carbon olivierin. And if it's aim b'yidiyah, you know, the whole thing, Rashi brings it. If it's yesh b'yidiyah b'chilam, and aim b'yidiyah b'seif, so then, these carbonas are mechap. So Rashi says, the mikdash hakodesh is when he's metamei, the lefnai lefnim. The hechel means a tumah that occurred in the hechel. Mizbech is kamashmoy, is if the tumah happened to person in the mizbech, and Nazaris. Now Taisis, which is printed a little earlier on the Samach and Beis, is saying that the Brice is not discussing the chait that he did, the Brice is discussing where he does the hazayis. That's what Taisis tainis. And he wants to say that even Rashi holds that way, it's just Rashi holds that the hazayis of lefnai lefnim are being mechaper on tumah of lefnai lefnim. The Hazayis of the Oil Maid and being Mechap and Tum of the Oil Maid. The Hazayis of the Mizbech is being Mechaper on the Tum of the Mizbech. And he says, because why did Rashi say that? Because Rashi held v'chkiper is mashma which chayt it is. Lamai said other rishonim, particularly the Teis Rishonim, the Teis Rosh, and the Ridvam, they held that the Braisa has no shachas to which aveira he did. It's not discussing the chayt on the azayis. It's being mechav. It's just discussing where you do the azayis. But lechayin it's very shver, because where you do the azayis is a mefurish pasuk that it says that you do the azayis by the lefnei hakapiris. Lefnei HaKapayrus and Al HaKapayrus, and then in the Heichel it says Chanyasa Loyal Mayid, and then the Mizbeach HaPrimi also it says very clearly V'yatzum Z'nekshon Al Fnei Mishav Kibba Olav V'kak Medam HaPar Medam HaSar V'nosan Al Dal Al Arba Kroni Saviv V'yiz Olav Medam Sheva Sham Sheva Pamim. All is very beferish. Why would you need this Pasuk to Meramis to something that's already beferish? And they answer to tell you that it's Ma'akav. And they ask, well, that you know, of course, is v'chila mikaper es hakodesh. Einim kila kipim lekila kipim, like the Gemara said, urim kipur kilam. And they say, because that pasuk is talking about Aaron HaKayin, the whole parasha is talking about Aaron HaKayin, davel Aaron HaKicha, and you need a pasuk to tell you it's ma'akav l'deris. That's the two pshatim in the Gemara. Now, the Masha is bothered with Rashi, that what's the pshat that you need a pasuk for tumah of lefnai and lefnim? He's already chayiv karis because he went into the Hechel and the Azaris Batuma. So why do you need a bezunder pasuk for lefnai and lefnim? He's already chayiv karis for the Hechel and the Azaris, as I affect the Masha and Rashi. And the Rashash a little bothered, he says, that's not so shver, because even if we have a kapara on the Azaris, but maybe a Hechel is mochamin on the Azaris. So you know it's mechaper on tumma of the Azara, how do you know it's mechaper on tumma of the Hechel, which is mochamin? And if you know it's mechaper and tumah v'heichel, how do you know it's mechaper and tumah lefnai lefnim, which is mochamer? But the kash is the opposite. Once it says v'chibes mikdash hakodesh, which means lefnai lefnim, so now we know it's mechaper lefnai lefnim. So why do we need a pasuk telling you it's also mechaper l'mayit? It's called shkein. If it's mechaper v'tumah lefnai lefnim, that's nichlal tumah na'il mayit. So he says, no, you can have a tumah lefnai lefnim which never had a tumah of the heichel. What's the case? Right, you came into the lefnai lefnim derech gagas, so you never metame the hechel because the gagas alone has got you, and you got into lefnai lefnim derech gagas, so that could have a tum which you only went lefnai lefnim. Mitzvah and also says this tais. So the rishonim, the tais rishonim, the tais rosh ritvam are bothered. Why do you need a pasuk for all these things? They say you don't need a pasuk. There's one issur. It's called tumas mikdash v'kachshav. Once you know it's mechap and tumas mikdash v'kachshav, what's the difference if the tumah occurred lefnai lefnim, occurred in the heichal, occurred in the azara? It's one din tumah. That's why the rishonim learn that we're not discussing which aveira it's mechap. We're just discussing where he made the hazayis. Now the Minchas Chinuch and mitzvah shin samach gimel clears a shaila like this. He starts off, he says, Nira Pashit, that the Machne Shechina refers to the entire Beis HaMikdash complex. And the Azara, the Heichal, the Kachi Kachim, everything from the Azara Lefnim is all one thing. It's called Machne Shechina. When the Torah says, V'leitame is Mikdashi, when the Torah says, V'yishalchem in a Machne, and it's referring to Machne Shechina, there's one Machne Shechina. So he says like this, you know, the halacha is that if you come into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tummy, you chayiv karis for coming in when you're tummy, or b'sheg you chayiv achatas. But if the tumah occurred in the Beis HaMikdash, then you're only chayiv if you waited. If you walked out when the tumah happened, you didn't wait kedei yishtachavaya. Rashi makes a reference to this. You didn't wait kedei yishtachavaya, so then you're not chayiv. So the shaila is like this. What if a person became tummy right next to the heichal in the Azara, and he walked into the Heichel, and he never made a Shehiyah, and right away he walked out, and there was never a Shia Kedei Yishtachavah. But he did a Bia, right? A Bia is Chayiv. If he's Bo El HaMikdash, he's Chayiv. If he's Bo into the Azor. How about if he's Bo El HaHeichel? Is that considered a Bia Smikdash? So, Dr. Menachas Chinuch, I would say, Avadanat, Kenuli Boru Pashit. Because you're already in the Mikdash, you're already in the Machne Shechina, you're already in the Mikdash complex. What's the difference if you're in the Azara, if you're in the Heichel, if you're in the Kaddish Kedosh? It makes no difference. It's all one big Machne Shechina. As I clear it to Ein Sad. But then he says, Achazenesi Ashafti. Afterwards I started thinking it over and I said, nah, maybe it's not so Pashit. Maybe every part of the Mikdash has a Din Mikdash. And if you come into any of them, Derech Bia Yechayiv. And you're only Pater if each mechitza, you didn't go in derech bia. So derech mashal. If you became tami right next to the heichel, you went into the heichel. Or if you became tami right next to the kodesh kodesh, you went to kodesh kodashim. So then that's a din bias mikdash. As I quote the shayla, and he says sarchi in case. I think this is what's talian. If you're going to nemo like his first svar, his svar pshuta, that's one big mikdash, and you're shayin him asking good. There's b'chwal no three averis. There's no such thing as tumas lefnaya lefnim, tumas heichel, and tumas azaris. It's one tumah. It's a tumah of nachnes shchina. It doesn't exist. It's not three separate averis that you have to have a ribuy, that the three separate kavaris. But if you're going to say like what he thought afterwards, that there's a din vel and mikdash leisava in each one of them, so then you could say already like Rashi, that each have an issa b'fnei atzman, and each one needs a pasuk. You need a pasuk for lefnaya lefnim. And lefizeh, and the Minchas Rome was married this to me, lefizeh, the Marshal's kash is not sure, because you could say a very simple teretz. If the tumah occurred in the heichel, and you went lefnaya lefnim, so then you weren't metamin the heichel, because you weren't shah in the heichel, but you only metamin lefnaya lefnim. If the tumah occurred in the azar and you went into the heichel, so that's called the tumah in the heichel. So you can have a case of kodesh kodashim without heichel, without even going derech gagos. The tumah occurred in the heichel, and then the bia was to the kodesh kodashim. The Michas Ram brings a raya to a second svar from the Gemara Sachem that's how they came in base. We know on Pesach above a tumah, tumei mesim allowed to go into the azar. The Gemara is a shaila. What if the tumei mesim were dochgu and they were nichnas leheichel? Are they chayiv because do you say mi the ishri tumas azar shinai mi tumas heichel? So male they're potter, they're allowed to go into the azar. So male they're also allowed to go into the heichel. Or maybe mad the ishri ishri mad leishlo ishri, they're only allowed to go into the azar, not the heichel. If you're going to say that there's one klali sticky issa to go into the beis hamikdash, what would be the pshat that mechuyiv and going in the heichel? This issa was mutter, it's all one big issa. Lechar it's mefurish in the Gemara that the Issa Knesel Lehechel has a separate shame. Now, thus, even they have a Shaila. Do you say Lemais is all part of that Aveir of Lamikdash Lezavai? So do you say that Aveir was Hutter, and then Mimela, even going to the Hechel, is also Hutter? That's the Gemara's Lashem. Mi the Ishtri Tumma Zara, Ishtri Nami Tumma Sechel, not that it's all one thing. Or do you say no? Ma the Ishtri Ishtri, Ma Loish Alei Ishtri. But it sounds in that Gemara, the Chaya Good Raya, that, like the Mincha Schina second said, that it's two different shemes yisurim, and then Mimele Rashi is not so shver. In Svarim, we could hear like Rashi that there's a kapara for tumas lefnayafnim, a kapara for tumas heichel, and a kapara for tumas azar. Now the shayla is mizbeach. The Gemara says mizbeach kamashmoi. Rishayim are very bothered with that. What does that mean? What's the din of tumas mizbeach? Right? Since that they understood a bissel, you can have a tumah lefnayafnim, you can have a tumas heichel, you can have a tumas azar. What does it mean the tumas mizbeach? And they clear. He says if the vart is a tumah of being oivet on the mizbeach, meaning not really a tumah of a mizbeach, it's a tumah that the kain was oivet. He did avoid of a tumah. It's a separate iser. I say mechateisa is such a kapara for that. The kapara is for the iser of going into the base of mikdash when you tame. If you didn't catch him when you tame, where do you get this din that it's a kapara for doing avoid when you tame? Elamai, it just means he waited there. So the Lashon Rishonim is, I don't understand exactly what they mean, the Lashon Rishonim is, it's not possible to have a Shia Kadesh Shachavah Gav Mizbech, it's not a place of Ishtachavah. The Heichel is a place of Ishtachavah. Not so clear what they mean. What do you mean it's not a place of Ishtachavah? That's a Shia. The Shia is that you wait Kadesh Shachavah. What's the difference if you're in the Heichel or if I have Nimr and Azor in the Mizbech? It could be what they mean is that the Shia is not because you're in the Mizbech, and as they thought Mizbech meant the Mizbech HaPnimi, because that's the Mizbech in this Pasuk, and there's no Shia of the Mizbech, the Shia is in the Heichel. Could be that's what they mean. Al-Gabanim, whether they mean or not, it's a good Kasha. Where's this Nayadin Tumas Mizbech? If it means Aveda, so then the Kasha is, who state that there's a Kapara for a Kain that's Eved B'Tumah? If Rashi means being a tumah that is occurring by the mizbeach, what does that mean? Like we said, maybe there's a new din beis hamikdash, tumas beis hamikdash on lefnei lefnim, another din on the heichel, another din on the azaris. But what's this chat on the mizbeach? So the emes is, it's interesting. Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuflan Vav Beis says clearly that it means that he did aveda there, and there was no shia. And the Gvura Sari says that's what Rashi here means. He's Magia in the Rashi. Rashi by Mizbech, the lashon is Al Tumah She'ir L'Adam B'Mizbech V'Shoha Kedei Yishtachava Shezeh Shir Shir L'Mishnim B'Azar. It's a tumah that occurred to a person Mizbech who was Shoha Kedei Yishtachava, and that's a Shir Shiha. So he says V'Loi Shoha Kedei Yishtachava, because if it was Shoha Kedei Yishtachava, so typically it's Al Seichel, or if it's a Mizbech Achisen, it's Al Sazara. But it means he was loisha, so you don't have heichel, and you don't have azaris. But mizbeach means that he did the avoda. The truth is, Rashi in Chulin, Daf Kuflav Am Alpha Mabei says it very clearly that he did avoda, and there was no shia. But our Rashi doesn't sound the way at all. Rashi doesn't mention anything about avoda, and the girsa we have in Rashi is that there was a shia. In Masechtes Shuras Daf Yigimel Beis it says both sha'avet sham v'shah. It's a pella. Why do you need both for? If it's for Avaida, what do you need the Shia for? If it's the Shia, what do you need the Avaida? Rashi, Menachas, Daf Tzadik, Beis, and Mebeis, the Rashi, the Miksaviyat, there's two on the page, the Rashi, the Miksaviyat, says, Al Tumash and Noga B'Mizbeach. Clearly not Avaida. I think this Rashi here means also, Ula, you have to say, that just like we're saying a Chiddush, that there's a Din Tumah not to be Metame V'Azara, and another Din not to be Metame the Hechel, and another Din not to be Metame L'Thayav Nim, they're all part of the Yisrael Mikdash Loisavah, but there's three ways to be Eivin as Yisrael. There's a fourth way, to touch the Mizbeach with Tumah. There's such a thing called Tumah HaMizbeach. It's another shame. I think maybe you could say, the Rashi Menachah is saying he touched the Mizbeach, maybe it's a Mizbeach HaPnimi, and Rashi here is saying that he was on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and he was Shah Kedei Yishtachavah. That's an Ayin Tumah on the Mizbeach. Alright, let's see one more sugya. The Gemara here is discussing the din of the Luk Shem and Shal Metzera. Now, as we have the Machlokes in the Mishnah, Abelezer and Shimon, hopefully we'll speak about this a little bit more in the next year. That the Tanakhama holds each one as a separate kapara. You have to do from one part the entire Lefnai Lefnim, and from one part the entire Heichel, and from one part the entire Mizbech, and Abelezer and Shimon holds him Akum Shapasak Shal Maskel. The Gemara says they have the same Machlokes as the guy with the Luk Shal Metzera. The Luk Shal Metzera, after you shech the Asham Metzera, and you put the dam on the Bahinais, the Tnuch Eizen Amitar and the Bahin Yadav and Bahin Raglav, then you take a Luk Shemen, and do seven Azayis of Luk Shemen towards the Heichel, and then you put the Shemen on the Bahin Yadai and Bahin Raglai and the Tnuch Eizen, and then Miyasar Shem Noshek Hapa, you put it on his Reish. So the Gemara says you have the same Machlekes, if the Hazayis and the Bahinis, each one are a separate kapara, but you can't do with two lugan the seven azayis, or two lugan some of the bahinas with one and some with the other. That's what Tanakhama holds. And the Bazim Shimon, no, mimakum shepasak shamaskal. But I want to start on the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, but I call maidim that the matnas arayshis ain't a makvis. The matnas is not makiv. The Gemara learns it from the pasuk miyasar hashemen. It says, v'anaisim in hashemen, there's a miyasar hashemen. So then, it's already nicer and a nicer. That's already not makiv. As I state in the Gemara. So Taisus brings the Gemara in Zvachim Navavim and Days. With there, it's a Machlekes, Rebbe Echa Menur and Rebbe Kiva. If I get according to Rashi, according to both Rebbe Echa and Menur and Rebbe Kiva, you have to need, if you didn't do the Matan on the Reish, you're going to need to bring another look. Rebbe Kiva would say you have to start again for the Bahinus, and Rebbe Echa Menur would say you could start from the head. But in fact, the Gemara, in fact, Taisus, so Kumdais Rashi is learning the Gemara there, that according to everyone, you need to bring another lug and do the matness on the Reish. The question is, could you start from there, or do you have to also do over the behindness? And that's not like Agamara. Agamara says matness Reish and Makve. So it's a steer of the two Gemaras. So Taisus says that the Pshat and Rebecha Manuri is that Enechanami, you're missing the mitzvah of matness Reish, but it's not Makav. You're just missing Kame Shmaya. That's the Pshat and Rebecha Manuri. But that much is pretty clear, that Taisus holds Rebbe Kiva L'maisa holds that you're not mechaber at all. So this sugya, both Tana Magol and Gebecha Menuri, that the matnas reish not makiv, but there's a Rebbe Kiva in Zvachim that says that the matnas reish is makiv. That's the first teretz. That's the teretz of Taisus here and teretz of Taisus in Zvachim. But Taisus there brings another pshat from Rebbeinu Baruch, one of the Taisus in, and there's like Hagayis and Taisus in Zvachim that assign Baruch. And the pshat is that when you say it's not ma'akav, you mean that he's not a mechusa kippur. He's tar. He's tar legamri. But that's what Agamar is talking about. he's not a mechutz kamarim. The kirikachim begon the beis hamikdash, he's fine. But that gemara is discussing, do you have to get another lug to do a matnas reish as the mitzvah? As the mitzvah, you still have to get another lug. When that gemara says not makav means he's tar, but that gemara is talking about he still has to do the mitzvah of matn reish. So those are the two ways to resolve the stira of that gemara and that gemara. One way is that Rabbi Yechim Menuri in that gemara holds it's not makav, and that gemara goes like Rabbi Yechim Menuri. And the second way is that the negeya him becoming tar, he'll become tar. The negeya with the mekayim the mitzvah, there, that's the discussion of the gemara there that you might need another look to mekayim the mitzvah. Now, there's a shvei Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Kus Kapara at the end of Halacha Beis says, when he says the ikud din of putting on the reish, he says emloi nasan al reish loy kiper, and that's the chayy lashon the gemara in Zvachim. If you don't put on the reish, you're not mechaper. So it sounds like he passes like a bekiva, and that's the lashon of bekiva there in Zvachim. So you can learn, okay, it's a machlekes sugyas. Our sugya says matnas reish loy makfes. The sugya in Zvachim says in Rabbi Kiva emloi nasan al reish loy kiper. So he passes like Rabbi Kiva. But the problem is, in Perikhei Halacha Hei, he brings down this whole thing about the Nishbach, and he says, if it's Nishbach the Shemen before you put it on the Reish, you don't have to get another lug, because Matnas Reish ain't a Mekevis, Mamish Awa Sugya. So it's very interesting. Taisus has to steer the Sugya in Zvachim and the Sugya in Yuma, and he says to Ritzim, and the Rambam brings them both. Apparently the Rambam had a different taris, but it's a pellet. Lachar, it's mamish. Here he says it is makiv, and here he says it's not makiv. He says if you don't put on the reish, you're not mechaper. And here he says the matnas reish is not makiv. So the Rambam's stimming very good with the Gemara. It's just the halacha is shvei. Sometimes the shvei kind of in the Rambam is he doesn't stim with the Gemara. In this case, he does. He brings down the Gemara in Zvachim that if you don't put on the reish, you keep it. And he brings in a Gemara that matnas reish ain't a makevis. But the problem is, but how did he stu halacha shtim? How did he answer the stira in the Gemara? So the three terutzim, the Kesef Mishnah brings in the Rikurkis, that if the Shemin is still be'en, then the Matnas Reish is ma'akiv. That's Pshana Rabbi Kiva, Manasin Lekiber, that the Shemin is still be'en, and Mimela, you have to put on the Reish. Until you put on the Reish, you also get a kapara. But once the Shemin is Nishbach, and the Shemin is not around anymore, then it's not ma'akiv. It's a little bit shvei to svar, the chreinim are bothered. If it's ma'akiv, so what's the difference if it's not around anymore? Like, when it's around, it's ma'akiv, when it's not around, it's not ma'akiv. It's a bit shvei. Also, the Gemara in Zvachim sounds like a b'kiva holds he has to get a new carbon. Sounds like it's not around anymore. But that's the teretz of the Kesef Mishnah from the Marie Kirkus. The teretz of the chreinim, live chreinim bring, the Karanayir says this, and the Chazanish and the Svasemis is like this. That avada the matnas reish is ma'akev. That's the Rambam in Perek Dal. That's Rabbi Kiva. Emlas and reish lekeeper. So what does Agamar mean matnas reish in a ma'akev? Agamar says that the luk shem was nishbach. What about the shemen on his hand? The pasuk explains. He takes the shemen from the luk, he pours it on his hand, and then he does seven azayis, and then he takes it and puts it on tzlich eisen, all from his hand. Right. So what's the nishbach haluk? Teretz says if the luk is nishbach, then whatever is on the hand becomes pasul. When it's nishbach halug, so whatever on the hand is only works if the lug is still around. If the lug is gone, so whatever on his hand becomes pasul. So legame behinus, you need the lug to be around. Hakol meidim that matnas reish einem akevis means that you don't need the lug to be around for the matnas reish. Okay, I was bothered by the lashon. Wasn't mean matnas reish einem akevis. The matnas reish is makev. It's just the lug doesn't have to be around. But that's the pshat in the Rambam, which did very good. In Lenosin Lekeeper, he says. But then he says, if it was Nishbach the Lug, it's fine. Because you still have the Shemin on your hand, you could put it on his head. That's how he's teaching the Gemara. Karanar has another pshat, which the Chaknosin Usa says, is that when the Rambam says, the first Rambam, in Lenosin Lekeeper, Lekeeper, is Lav Dafka. He means that you didn't do the Gemara Kapara, you didn't do Kamishma, you didn't do a Mitzvah in a Mufcher. Doesn't mean it's Ma'akev. Here he says it's not makiv. There when he says it very bekitzer, lenosan al reish lekeeper, it means you didn't do the full mitzvah. That's all he means over there. He doesn't mean like Rabbi Kiva that you have to do it again. He means you didn't do the full mitzvah. That's the third pshat.